إخوتي وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يقين الجبور أو البلوغ، الجبور عند الأحكام باي الإمام عبد الغني المقدسي رحمه الله تعالى. إن شاء الله تجيب إلى بيت في حديث أو في نعمان بن بشير بن فاس رضي الله عنهما. عن نعمان بن بشير قال: تصدق علي أبي ببعض مالي، فقالت أمي عمرة بنت رواحة: لا أرضى حتى يشهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فانطلق أبي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليشهده على صداقتي، فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أضعت هذا الولد ككله؟ قال: لا. قال: اتقوا الله واعدلوا بين أولادكم. فرجع أبي فرد تلك الصدقة، وفي لفظ قال: فلا تشهدني إذن فإني لا أشهد على جيد، وفي لفظ فأشهد على هذا غيري. فالنعمان بن بشير من الله بخير الحين الصادق الفرد: تصدق علي أبي ببعض ماله. My father did sadaqa on me or for me biba'ad malihi, with part of his wealth. فقالت أمي عمرة بنت رواحة. My mother Amra, the daughter of Rawaha, then said: لا أرضى، I will not agree with this حتى يشهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، until the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم testified to this. فانطلق أبي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So my father left to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ليشهده على صداقتي, in order to make him a witness on the sadaqah that he has given to me. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Then the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him: أَفَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِوَلَدِكَ كُلِّهِمْ. Have you done similar thing to all your children? قَالَ لَا. My father said no. قال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said: اتقوا الله، fear Allah، وعدلوا بين أولادكم، and be just among your children. فرجع أبي. My father then went back, فرد تلك الصدقة، and he took back the صدقة that he gave. وفي لفظ in another report قال, that is in another wording, he said, for now to shahid me even, if you have not done that to all your children, don't make me a witness. فَإِنِّي لَا أَشْهَدُ عَلَى جَوْرِ, for I do not testify to injustice. وَفِي لَوْضٍ, in another wording, فَأَشْهِدْ عَلَى هَذَا غَيْرِ, make another person a witness on this. Now, what do we benefit from this hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu? Firstly, when this companion said, أَصَدَّكَ عَلَيْهِ أَبِي بِبَعْضِ مَالِهِ, my father did صدقه to me with some of his wealth. In another report, it is why the word Qadaqa, he used the word Hida. And we said there is a difference between sadaqa and zina. Sadaqa is whatever gift somebody gives to another person with the intention of getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is sadaqa. But when we say riba, riba is what somebody gives out, maybe in order to get the pleasure of the person that they are given that into, or to create a kind of love between both of them, or in order to take, to get something maybe that is up to what he has given, or something better than what he has given. And that was why last week we said that there are two types of riba. We have riba to mudafa'a, which is the same thing as riba to sawab. So you give somebody something, and the intention is that you want to get something similar from him. He said, a typical example of this is what goes on between people who are celebrating. Maybe somebody is doing aqiqah or walimatul nikah, and so on and so forth. So when we exchange gifts in this type of situation, most often our intention is that we also have a person that you have given who also gives us when we are also doing one thing or the other. So this type of hiba is known as hiba to sawab or hiba to mukafaha. The other one is hiba that is maybe you are expecting just the love of that person. This is the second type of hiba. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said he will prefer to treat people, to compensate people whenever any person gave him anything. This is the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Aisha radhiallahu anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wish you see mu ala halal adiyya. When somebody gives him something and he takes it from the person, he will compensate the person. So that's why he says, give as this, that when you give somebody, that you take something back from the person that you have given, if the intention is not that what you are doing that in order to take the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though it's not something that you encourage, that when you give somebody, you should be expecting that the person should compensate you by giving you back. When the person gives you back this exemption, and the Prophet Allah says, Tahadaw, Tahabu, exchange it among yourself, Tahadaw, Tahabu, you increase in love. Now, sadaqa is what you give in order to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at times, the word sadaqa may be used, but what is meant by it is what is evil. So it is the context that will make us understand what is meant here. So, in the case of Nu'man bin Bashir, when he said in this report, as one of the reporters has said, تَصَدَّقَ عَلَيَّ أَبِي لِبَعْضِ مَالِي. My father did sadaqa for me with part of his wealth. What is that part of his wealth? In one report it was said that what he gave him it is a slave. In another report it was said it was a body that was given to him. And this is because in some reports it was said that the mother, Amr bint Rawaha radiallahu anha, wanted the father, Bashir, to give a son, Nu'man. She wanted him to give him something. So, but when the father finally agreed to do that, the mother wanted a witness to that. And she believed that the best witness to this is what? Is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu said in this report, La ardu, I will not repeat with this that you have said. Because it was said there are some other children of Bashir. So, if you have given this to my son, Nu'man, if you have given this to my son, Nu'man, let there be a witness. And the best witness will be the Prophet Allah. So, La ardu, after which Hara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave witness to this. So he said, Fantaraka, Mira Rasulullah, my father went to the Messenger of Allah. In the Hamar report, the father took Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu. Bashir took his son, Nu'man, together to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala the said, that shows that Nu'man was very young then. Though he was a companion that was young. So he took him to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, well, on getting there, he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is what I've given to this son of mine. But the mother said, should not be pleased until you have borne witness to this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِمْشِهِدَهُ عَلَىٰ صَدَقَةِ فَقَوَ لَهُ رَسُولَ صَلَىٰ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا الْوَلَدِكَ كُلِّهِمْ. Did you do this to all your children? Did you do this to all your children? So, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Nu'man bin Bashir, asked Bashir this question, he said, La, I did not do this to all my children. But I'm very young. One of these wording is, أَكُلَّ وَدَدِكْ نَحَلْتَهُ أَكَدَ. Have you given to all your children this? In our report, we have أَكُلَّ وَلَدِكْ أَكُلَّ بَنِيكْ أَعْفَيْتَهُ أَكَدَ. Did you give all this to your children? All these are weddings of the reporter. As I've said in some of the previous lessons, that there is nothing wrong in doing a riwayah bil ma'na, reporting a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using the ma'na, using the meaning, not the exact words. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only spoke words. Did you give this to the other children of yours? He spoke words. But look at the various reports. أَكُلَّ وَلَدِكْ نَعَلْتَهُ حَكَدَ أَكُلَّ وَلَدِكْ نَحَلْتَهُ أَكَدَ أَكُلَّ بَنِيكْ أَعْطَيْتَهُ أَكَدَ أَلَيْتَ أَبْنَاهُمْ غَيْرُ هُدُّ أَبْنَا شِدَيْكْ أَفَرْتُمْ إِلْمْ. So all these are reports of other reporters. So which all mean the same thing. So now right, scholars of hadith will say, الرِّوَايَةْ بِالْمَعْنَى جَائِزَةً. It is permissible to report a hadith using the name. As long as what? The context has not changed. That is, the message itself does not change. So, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Bashir this question, the answer was no. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Astaghfirullah, fear Allah, wa adhulu bayna awladikum. And the Lord among your children, the judge among them, don't treat them in a different way. Now, the Prophet of Allah Solomon said in that report, in one report, I will not testify to jawr, to injustice. Now I report is saying, Ashbid ala hada ghayr. Make other person a witness on this. Then call out law, therefore concerning the ruling of it. Well, they all agree, the scholars agreed, that it is good for one to rejoice in terms of what? In terms of peace. To rejoice among one children. Scholars, they agree on this, that it is good. But if one gives one of the children and doesn't give one, as the person committed something that is haram, this is where the scholars disagree on. They also disagree on given the male and the female, must it be equal? They disagree on this as well. Now let's take the first one. Is it haram to give one of my children and not to give the other? Regardless of whether male or female now, is it haram or is not real? The majority of the scholars, they said it is makruh, not haram. Mind you, when we say majority of the scholars, when scholars say majority of the scholars, they are considering the scholars of the madhahib, the four madhahib. When you have 3 out of 4 going this way and 1 is going this way, they said majority of the scholars. Not that watch, counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that most scholars only say majority of the scholars. So that is indicated with respect to the 4 divide. But first when they say Jamahir, of using the word Jumbo, Jamahir is not talking about many people. So in this case now, majority of the scholars, they are of the opinion that it is makruh, not haram. This is the position of Al-Imam Shafi'i, the position of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa and some others. However, Al-Imam Ahmad was of the opinion that it is haram for you to give one of the children and not to give the other. It is haram to do that. What is the evidence? They say that the Prophet Allah says, فَإِنِّي لَا أَشْهَدُ عَلَى جَوْلِ. I do not bear witness to injustice. And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against injustice. The Prophet Allah has also warned us against injustice. So if the Prophet Allah says, فَإِنِّي لَا أَشْهَدُ عَلَى جَوْلِ, I do not testify to injustice, that not bear witness to injustice, that should be haram. The majority of the scholars who said it is not haram, they said, we have in the report that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ashriki ala dhalik al-ghayr, make other persons bear witness to it. They said, okay, someone says, so if it's not permissible that somebody else bear witness to this, then that means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't have said this. Hence, our saying it shows that where it is permissible for another person to watch, to bear witness to that. So because it says, Ashrik ala dhalika ghayri. Minority of the scholars, they said, no, there is no evidence there. When the Prophet Allah said this, he said this in order to criticize that practice, not that he's functioning it, not to criticize it. Just as you can tell any person at all, don't make me a witness to this, I don't have anything to do with this. Go and tell somebody else. So they said it's not that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allows this to be done by somebody else, A, to criticize the practice. How do you understand the minority who said it is haram? They said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنِّي لَا أَشْهَدُ عَلَى جَوْلِ. I do not bear witness to injury. I mean, what is wrong is hard. The majority who said, no, it is makruh. They said, the Prophet Allah also used ashrid anahada rage. Make another person or make somebody else bear witness to this. This is to show what? To show that it is permissible for someone. And that has something the word jawru that the Prophet Allah used in the other reports. Now, scholars, they look at it, they look at the issue critically. Some took this position, some took this position. Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Fath al-Bari, discussed it at length, bringing all the arguments of those who say it is permissible and those who also, who also say it is not permissible. But Wallahu a'lam, both of them have evidences if one looks at it critically. Some of them will say, الشيخ الأكبر رحمه الله تعالى برونت in إثبات الحديث الصحيح. The story which was reported, a hadith that was reported by Imam al-Tahawi in Sharh Ma'al al-Athar. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a son of his entered. This man killed this son of his and he made him sit on his thigh. Then the daughter of that same man came in. He only felt bad to sit by his side. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Alhamdulillah, Adelta Beinahuna. Why can't you be judge between both of them? So those scholars who said it is not compulsion, they said justice here is not compulsion. That is what you have done to this Muslim to give because he has killed one and make him sit or made him sit on his back shows that what? Or means that he must allow the other person, the other girl to also see that shows it's not compulsion. So they use evidences like this to say that when the Prophet told Bashir that the Taqullah fi Allah and Al-Dilu Bayna Awladi could be just among the children. It's not that place is composing to be judged in this type of the thing. So, as I said, both parties, they have evidences. But the one that is more convincing, Wallahu A'lam, is that it's composing. It's composing. Another evidence that one can buttress this week is what the Prophet Allah Talam told Bashir himself, that he asked him, Atushibuna an yukunu lakum tibbiru al-fawa. Would you like your children to be good to you? Or would you like that they all be good to you? And he said, yes. He said, if you like that they will be good to you, all of them, then Asawun Bainahum, you also do justice, do equality among them. So this commandment is compulsory, also used as evidence. But in order to go out of this difference of opinion of scholars, it is good that one maintain justice and to maintain equality, so to say, among one's children based on the hadith or the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the second issue is it compulsory that whatever he gives to the man or the male must be given to the female? If you give the male 20,000, for instance, you have to give to the female 20,000. Or you give to the female half of what you give to the male. You know, when we are talking about inheritance, in inheritance, Allah says, Zakari Mithlu Hablin from Tawain. So man will be taking twice what the woman takes. So when the father is given a children, or the mother is given a children, must he or she give the male and the female the same thing, that is equality? Or what matters is what? Just to be just. You know, there is a difference between the two. Justice and equality is different. When you give a male 20,000, you give a female 20,000, that is what people. But that does not mean what? Justice. Somebody has two children, for instance, one is fat and the other one is clean, and wants to give them garments to put on. So if this one is maybe he's given this one 3 or 4 yards. So must he give the other one 3 or 4 yards? Or what will be okay for the other one? If you say what will be okay for the other one, that is not equality. But that is what justice. So scholars, they are saying here, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said sawu, bayna awladikum, he's talking about what? Equality, or he's talking about justice. So some scholars believe that what is equality, whatever you give to this must be given to this. While some said no, it is justice. It is justice. So and justice is that what you give to a male will be twice what you give to a female, as you have it in what? In inheritance. On back of the inheritance, a lot of people have criticized it. The so-called westernized people, they criticize it. And some of the Muslims also fall easy prey for these people, and they are carried away by this statement, saying that why should Islam give a maid who is what it gives to him? That is what injustice. Oh, so that is not injustice, that is justice. Because in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it compulsory on the man to take care of the family. If a man is married to a woman, will be the one that will be responsible for her feeding, responsible for the feeding of the children as well. As the Prophet Allah said, أَنْتُ كَرِمَهَا إِذَا تَعِيْتَ وَتَكْسُوَهَا إِذَا تَسَيْتَ. When you eat, you give her to eat. And when you close yourself, you also close her. He said, كَفَ بِالْمَرِ إِسْمَا نَا يُدَيِّ عَمَلْ يَعِيْتَ. It is not a big thing for somebody to neglect the one that is in charge of his feeding. So if Islam has made this compulsion on a man, then a woman that is not charged or charged with this type of responsibility, so the man that is going to take care of family, they will have the same share like that. So this one will have it will be distributed or shared among them 50-50. When this one gets to the house of her husband, what is she going to do with the money? The husband is the one that is charged with what? The responsibility of taking care of her. So the money, so just be keeping the money, using the money to buy things that are what? Some things. Why the man will use the money that he has inherited, if he has inherited? He used that money to spend on the woman, to also spend on the children. So many responsibilities that are placed on the man, which are not placed on the woman. And that's why, if you look at it in reality, Islam has almost the women, only that a lot of women do not understand this. So they come up with the principle what a man can do, or with the statement what a man can do, a woman can do better. And since the women seem to leave their houses to concentrate more on making money, they destroy the rules. And that's why their children will be left and will be handled by every time they can earn, and they will be indoctrinated. That doesn't mean a woman can't work. But the work of the woman must be in such a way that will not affect her primary responsibility, which is taking care of the children. But when a woman leaves home maybe around 5 or 4 in the morning, competing with the men, and now that she'll be the one to fend for the family, she's not the one that is taking care of the family. So whatever she says will be used in buying luxuries and things that are trivialities. So and the men will be the ones that are also preaching for the children. So Islam, with respect to inheritance, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shared it is what a Muslim should teach. But this is a very saddening issue, because most Muslims today, they do not follow this. And when you see a sister, so when I say sister, I'm referring to a Muslim sister, that when they want to distribute the bequest of their father or their mother, and they believe in this principle of a man taking twice what the man takes. No. So a lot of people today will say that they should give it equals. Or they will say DB, that is the wife, depending on the wife and what, and the mother and her children. So you will give this woman and her own children, this woman and her own children, like that. This is the way a lot of people today will do it. And when you go back to Surah An-Nisa, look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about inheritance. Said, telling us that this is the limit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beggar needs to have them own salim. And the believer will leave that, they know. A brother came to me, asked me how they distribute, and I told him, you know what you do? For the people to also believe that, not that because you want to teach them, but that means where Allah has distributed this thing. Pick up the copy of the Quran or the translated meaning of the Quran and read that portion so that they can hear it. When the man, when he finished reading, the sister said, well, you are very bored. When the father was sick, who was taking care of taking care of him? How much did you spend when you think? So this is what they wanted to use, to knock away the bat. Look at your family. Look at my own family as well. How many people distribute this thing the way Allah has mentioned this sort of thing? So this issue of inheritance is binding. The issue is when the father or the mother gives the children something, must it be distributed equally or justly? Some scholars will say justly, that he, the woman, will take half of what the man takes. Some scholars said equally. They said this is not inheritance, this is a gift. Those scholars that said it should be distributed justly, that is where we distribute inheritance. He said it is permissible for a man, for instance. There is not only that is encouraged. Somebody may decide to distribute his wealth among the children. Wealth in what? Living. So the effort of what you have nothing left. So if we say it can distribute it, or it should distribute it equally, that means the woman would have taken almost the same thing as the man. So this can be a way of running away from what distributing the inheritance the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described it. How did it get? Say for example, maybe a man is in fine of loss of death. They decide, okay, oh my, five, three, three, and distribute each equally. Then he dies, nothing to be shared after him. So this would be a positive way of not obeying that but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote and distributed. So what people say, okay, if you are going to distribute it, you have to throw it to it where you will do everything. So if you, there will be no any of you there thing. And what can be an influence doing it that way? So you cannot run away from it. And now that this is the position of Imam Ahmad, and a lot of scholars will also take this position. But the future of the scholar is that no, what is compulsory is that what this is a gift. What is compulsory is that what it must distribute equally. This is against laws in the instance. So this is what most scholars are upon. But the other opinion is the opinion of Al-Imam Ahmad and so many contemporary scholars, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, Sheikh Dunbar, many others. The other opinion is the favorite opinion of Sheikh Al-Bani rahimahullah ta'ala, from what one week in the one can see in the Islam of Syria, from other statements of these. So Allahu A'lam. Whether one takes this position or one takes the other, the most important thing is for one to take the one that is more convincing to one. And Allahu A'lam, I personally, when we look at somebody trying to run away from distributing, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what we think it is better to give the women half of what is given to the men. So if one look at it, that okay, this is a gift, one will say it should be distributed equally. Then finally, on this, when we say this thing maybe it can be distributed equally, and having established that one should give it to all the children, not part of them, nor the other. This doesn't mean that the children that are not in need of something, you have to give them. Take for instance now, you have children, one of them, maybe they are, one of them is about to maybe go to university or maybe to also get an admission, maybe to any school or something like that. That because we are enrolling this one in school, it was also set aside the money that she used in enrolling the one that is not yet qualified to go to school. No, that is not the justice that the Prophet of Allah Salam is talking about. Okay, this one wants to get married, this one is not yet right to get married. So the money that you used in assisting this one in getting married, you have to set aside the same amount for this one. Okay, this one maybe is a student of knowledge of the deen, for instance. So he needs a place where he'll be teaching people. Then because you have assisted him, you have to set aside money for him, or not. Inclined towards that. This one is sick. You have spent so and so amount on what? Teaching him, you have to set aside. This is not the what the scholars disagree on. What they disagree on is what is not maybe some of them are entitled or they have reached the edge of that thing. So if some of them have reached the edge of this, you have to do the rules that have reached the edge. Those who have not reached the edge, it's not compulsion into us to save money for that. So because somebody is sick, you are attending to the one that is sick, it's not compulsion that you have the same money, the same amount or half of it, so that this one is also sick in money. So you have to understand this. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of the deen. So sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta
astaghfiruka. I think that for the male, for the male child, and one is better for the female child, we need to not be counted as in the people also.
Well, there's a question. But that question, if the questioner understands that this is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will not be okay for the questioner to ask such a question. Whether he doesn't know or she doesn't know, he or she is just trying to get understanding of it, then there is nothing wrong in the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask questions like this. But if you know, it's not good to ask questions like this. Now, this is not injustice. Why? Because the way people react and retort when they have made children is not the same way when they have female children. This is natural. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. So when one of them is given the tidings that his wife has delivered a female girl, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا. His face becomes black. Now what does he do? And he will be the torch, seriously the torch. So the answer that Allah says, Yatawara in the soul, he will be hiding himself from the peace. And you see Kubu? Allah will be. Whether you should take it with him, knowing that he has brought to him, and with this to you, or you should go and bury him. So that is wrong. In the new government as well, when they say, okay, let me have open it, they say, okay, let people will congratulate you, different from the way to congratulate you as well. Well, the way things go now, they will also complicate. There is supplication ahead for nobody. So, if you relate with this, you react to this way, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is your joy, this joy. So, that's it. Once, in order to pay for that joy of yours, is there anything wrong in that? So, there is nothing wrong in it. This is just living here, or using a knowledge. If Allah says this is the way you should do it, you should not watch. You shouldn't turn away from this. This is the way the Shari wants it, and this is what we should do. But this is something that you can also understand the reason so to say the end of Allah.
But it should benefit from the outcome by giving him a drink. Now we call this that food, or should we still share it? Now we get to that is, are you saying that someone can lose his property before he dies?
Now it is permissible for us to distribute in work before one day. But this will be seen in form of gift or in form of other potential repent in terms of the work. So if it is in form of gift, we have explained the difference of opinion among scholars on this. Must be distributed equally, that means that the money is given should be given to the citizens, or there is no need for that. Equality can be maintained in the distribution of his votes to the gifts. However, this is not encouraged. This is not encouraged because so many things can happen. So many things can happen. Take for instance, if someone was given, who has distributed his property, among the children, one of the children will die before him. So he may be living, not having anything anymore. And when the children, or when one of the children dies before him, that means that the children of that father is also inherited to inherit their own father. So why not wait till he dies so that what those are left behind come together and the Shibuti in real love to Shibuti among themselves. There are times they begin somebody who leaves children who are not good, who are not pious. Some of allowing them to fight one another after his death. May the fact of the Shibuti among them before his death. So that what there will be weapons that will lead to maybe fight and so on and so forth. The kingdom. Then he said, the father Kajaria, as he said, the father may do what of his property. It's okay, my children, this building is working. And when the something is working, that means it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that has been tied down for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't sell it. You can't sell it. So, if the same category they should rent it out, whatever they are getting here should be distributed. So that means they can't sell it. So the old children will also take care of it. If it is okay after the death of all of them, it should be sold. Depends on what you have said before this work. So the only thing that we cannot do is what we call as wasiyya. Because we cannot say that wasiyya that you are written. The one who is going to inherit one cannot do a fear for him. What does that mean? It means, you say, okay, after my death, so and so should be given to so and so among my children or among my heirs. No, this is not permissible. So once somebody dies, whatever he has left, they can't single out any of them, any of the heirs to give everything. So it will have to fall under what they watch. Share among the church.
Allah. Now someone says, I want to marry a sister, and she told me that her father told her that the husband she will get married to must consult in bar for her. Something like that. The sister is not also interested in doing this because she knows it is the family, I mean the family redemption. What should I do? Should I go introduce my relationship or should I please write the top of what she told me? Please, I need her advice.
You can't do this. Never at the communicate in my face of the. So you know, converting the power or converting any other power, so this is shirk. So how can you do shirk when nobody has forced you, you are not at gunpoint, why do you shirk? Because you want to marry a woman. No, you can't do this. So, and the lady shouldn't do it, only the lady doesn't get married to you. If she's getting married to another person, she should not do what she thing. If she doesn't, she has done shirk for another.
And then the question that we asked during the question was sent online, and to ask it before, but I've not been properly taken care of. I think maybe some of the aspects of speaking to this. And someone said that tomorrow is from brother to do the process, the company in Norway. This is because someone has the last she does it every year, every second of March, every year, it has copies of the news half of her hand and hunt them. Now, is it the capacity for inviting the entire family member or doing the loan room and join in the process against what this person is doing?
Well, alhamdulillah, but the important thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have not been compulsed what we can not do. What Allah means that we cannot do, Allah has not been given from us. And that's why the Prophet of Allah said, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَأْتُ مِنْهُ مَنْ تَبَعَكُمْ. When I ask you to do something, do what you can do. What you can do that Allah knows you can do. So what if we live in the community or in the society or in the country? But this is the level that you can practice of Islam. That is the level of Islam that you can practice rather. So you do what you can do in it. Whatever you cannot do and Allah knows is clearly that you cannot go beyond this level. Allah will not punish you for that. This is the principle that you ought to understand. So likewise, things that is forbidden, we go away from it completely as the Prophet of Allah has said. Unless it becomes a darura that you ought to do that thing. It becomes what? A darura, a necessity. That you have to do something, something that was forbidden. So this is where Muslims should live or live his life. Somebody is living in the land of kufar. One should not be expecting from such a person that the same level of Islam being practiced by somebody in Saudi Arabia should be practiced by such a person. That's not possible. So what he can practice of Islam in maybe Norway or in any place should be practiced. As long as God is sincere with us, now that he has given this as an excuse to give something that God allows great composure of him and he can do those things. Or the person of God has great composure of him and he can do those things. And whatever necessity that he has to go by, to go by that thing, by not going overboard in committing some things. So this will be left in the hands of individuals, and scholars will be the ones to also talk about this. Now going to the question of faith, if someone wants to burn a mushaf, or every year somebody burns mushaf in a particular community, or in a particular society, how can somebody burn a mushaf in Saudi Arabia? Any person that makes that attempt in Saudi Arabia, not the individual that watch that you are attacking, if the Ayat al-Amr catches somebody like that, it will be dealt with and it will be considered a kafir. If the body is not because it's burning, then that person will not be awake. It's born because of the hatred that he has for this man. So this is kufr. And somebody does that, maybe in Saudi Arabia or a place like that, the meaning of that person is correct. But someone who does such a thing in the US or in the UK, they have their own words, their own laws here. So you cannot even want to implement what they use in Saudi Arabia or what is in the Sharia, because that is not the land of Sharia. They don't even take laws into one stand that, oh, this is the complete punishment that will be meted out to such a person then in 2021, but rather to cause more harm to the Muslims who are also living in that community. Now, this is you have to make progress. What benefit is your progress? If you make progress and you correct something, you have said, okay. But when you make the progress, it's like you are just burning energy. After that, you take your bath and what you go to bed and sleep. What is that going to change? Somebody is burning the gun and you are protesting the head. What will come out after the protest? Today, in France, when they ban the niqab, people protested to see the other thing. Even someone who was not one of the human rights activists, the Muslim will be doing that, the fine, 150 euros or so, that is left on them, will be paying it. And that changed everything. So, in a place where what we are doing here is not in line with what we believe, and you cannot change it, the medicine for you to leave that place and go for a place that is better. Then if you don't have a means to go to a place that is better, then that is allowed for the compulsion to change that thing. Not compulsion to change. Things that are compulsion, make sure you do them that you have the ability to do. But for you to leave things that you have the ability to do, you leave those things, then you are not looking for things that you cannot do. So this is a sign that one does not understand Islam. So in that place, when you make protest, what is that protest going to bring to the, is it going to change the thing? If it's not going to change it, then there is no need for you to just waste your energy. So Allah alam. So now talk of the fact that protest generally is not part and parcel of Islam. Allah alam.
And so I'm going to end today's session. Like we have mentioned before that for those of us who have brothers and sisters anywhere around the world, you can begin to use pressure at from 5 o'clock every Thursday, if they will want to. Now I have a piece of information for us. One of my brothers, just from school, I guess, for this apostle and fasting, first and foremost, so they are fasting, someone has brought food so that you can use it to break your fast. So after the session, after the salah, we can go out there, go and have a share of it, especially if you are fasting. But I mean, you can get after the salah. Those women have gotten their own share of the trust and the share of the money that they have to pay.
Allahu Akbar.